Indian VCs hit a rupee wall.
L'Oreal buys Innovis, joins FMCG D2C party.
Indian deep tech startups woo Europe.
Can Krishna Bhairagowda make Bengaluru great again?
Noam Shazeer, one of Google's most prominent AI researchers, is set to join OpenAI.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's start with venture capital, where a weaker rupee is creating an unexpected headache for Indian fund managers.
That's right. Global investors measure returns in dollars. And when the rupee weakens, those returns shrink even if startup investments perform well. Now, according to investors, limited partners who earlier targeted returns of around 8 to 11% are now looking for returns closer to 13 to 16%.
And currency pressure is only one part of the story. AI opportunities in the US are attracting a lot of capital, making investors more selective about where they deploy money.
That's right. In fact, Siddharth Pai of 314 Capital told Money Control that some US investors who earlier backed five Indian funds are now backing just one. That's how competitive fundraising has become.
To put this in numbers, one fund manager told us that a portfolio exit that generated 2.2x returns would have delivered close to 3.5x had the rupee remained stable during the investment period.
Yes, which is why many VCs are now once again talking about building a stronger domestic investor base. Local capital is less exposed to dollar fluctuations and can benchmark returns against Indian markets.
The broader takeaway is that India's startup ecosystem may increasingly need Indian money to support Indian innovation. Next up, a big one. In fact, a Money Control exclusive that got official today. We're talking about global beauty giant L'Oreal acquiring D2C startup Innovist.
That's right. Money Control had first reported discussions around the deal nearly 3 months ago. So Innovis runs brands such as Bare Anatomy, Chemist at Play, Sunscoop and Vinci Botanicals.
While the official valuation details are yet to unfold, sources had earlier valued the company at around $350 to $450 million. The deal also adds to a growing list of D2C acquisitions in India.
Yes, that's a pattern. We've seen HCL acquiring Minimalist, ITC buy Yoga Bar, Marico invest in Cosmics and several others. The trend is becoming increasingly common now.
One reason is changing consumer behavior. People are experimenting with niche products and newer brands, while larger consumer companies are looking for faster ways to enter emerging categories.
And there's another interesting pattern here. Founders often return to entrepreneurship after an exit. But for Rohit Chawla, who had earlier sold the Man Company to Imami, and now he's exiting again through Innovist.
Well, it remains to be seen if he will score a hat trick with his next startup. But moving away from consumer brands to deep tech, where Indian startups are finding growing opportunities in Europe.
That's right. At Bharat Innovates 2026 that happened in Nice, France from June 14 to 16, founders told Money Control that conversations have moved beyond curiosity and are increasingly leading to customers, partnerships and even commercial engagements.
So Chara Technologies, for instance, which makes rare earth-free motors, said it's already working with European customers and is in discussions with a large company in Belgium.
Yes, and space tech startup Agnikul Cosmos said conversations have evolved too. CEO Srinath Ravichandran told us that people are now asking detailed technical questions rather than simply being surprised that an Indian company is building rockets.
There were collaborations too. Anam.ai signed an agreement with Syngenta, while BharatGen showcased multilingual capabilities.
Investors also see opportunities. TDV Ventures founder Ujjwal Sutaria told us the India-France corridor could unlock capital flows from France into India. The message from the event was clear. Europe is increasingly becoming a source of customers, partnerships and investors for Indian deep tech startups. That's right. Gowda said many major projects are already in motion and that his immediate priority is improving how existing systems function. One remark stood out during the interview.
Moving to Bengaluru, the city's new development minister, Krishna Bhairi Gowda, in an exclusive interview with us, said that fixing governance is a bigger priority than announcing new projects.
Yes, Gowda said many major projects are already in motion and that his immediate priority is improving how existing systems function.
He said Bengaluru is a difficult city to govern because of the many competing interest groups involved, adding that some people who portray themselves as victims may in fact also be part of the problem.
Yes, he also said that visible improvements in roads, garbage management and debris cleaning could happen within the next 6 months.
Public transport is another priority where rapid metro expansion will be a key focus area. And finally, the AI talent wars continue in Silicon Valley. Noam Shazir, one of the key leaders behind Google's Gemini models and a co-author of the famous Attention is All You Need paper, is leaving Google DeepMind to join OpenAI.
The move comes just weeks after Anthropic hired Andrej Karpathy, highlighting how competition for elite AI researchers is becoming increasingly intense. But in the AI world right now, talent may be the most valuable resource of all. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today.
Thank you for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more tech and startup news minus the boring bits. Until next time, this is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.